Good morning. It is July 14th, 2016. The time is 05:04 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside on this Thursday morning. And I'm up with the morning coffee. And you have to be under a rock if you haven't heard about this Pokemon Go. And I've downloaded. It's only been out for a week now. It came out last week on the 6th, last Wednesday, July 6th. And it's already exceeded 75 million downloads in the iTunes stores, which is a record. And this game is hot. This game is the game to remember in the summer of 2016. And I have to admit, I downloaded it on the iPad mini. I think it was a day or two after it first came out. I looked at it, and I deleted it. And I think it was just this past Sunday that I reloaded it on the Android. And I do have it on the Android, playing around with it when I'm sitting here at the house. I think I've caught like six or seven Pokemon just wandering around my particular neck of the woods. And it's augmented reality type of a game where they've got the game Pokemon, which is a sort of a resurgence of Pokemon. I never got into Pokemon when in its heyday. I have a son that's a walking encyclopedia of Pokemon. But the nature is it catches what Pokemon pocket monsters with the ball. And it's got all the craze, so much that Pokemon Go user playing while driving successfully catches a tree, but not with the game. The man told Auburn, New York police that he swerved into a tree while playing Pokemon Go. And the player suffered no injuries, no serious injuries. However, the entire front end of his car was mangled and crashed. It was totaled. Got to catch them all. Doesn't include plant life, I think. The Auburn Police Department issued recommendations for Pokemon Go players following the wreck, such as be aware of your surroundings. I think it says that in the beginning of the game. And never play the game while driving or riding a bike. Matter of fact, I think it was a couple days ago, I mentioned the game at breakfast to the missus, and she said, do not play the game while you drive. And I looked at her like, really? I don't even do the text or talk on the phone while I'm driving. Why would I do? But that's the thing about the game. It's so, I don't think, to me, it's not that addictive. It's interesting. I'm interested in just seeing what it's all about. So that's why it's just interesting, these stories. But on this individual that's trying to catch a tree, which he did, literally. Too bad they didn't have a captain at the police department whose last name was obvious, who could have delivered that advice. You know, if you've ever seen the commercial, there's one of the travel agency is Captain Obvious. So, So this is what is catching on mostly about this game, is that there's people that an American woman found a dead body. There was a dead body story while she was playing Pokemon near a river, or in a river near her home. Police said that the man had died within the last 24 hours and no foul play was suspected. But the individual playing the game was walking, trying to catch the Pokemon, wasn't even aware until she stumbled over the dead body. Then there was four people that were arrested after they used the game to lure players to remote places, and then they robbed them at gunpoint. In response, the makers of Pokemon Go have said people should play with friends when going to new and unfamiliar places and remember to be safe at all times. And so they got some interesting stories here as far as that goes. And but will it last? I don't know. The game is built on 20 years of legacy with deep cultural renounces among millions of players. The game barely even has a tutorial, because who doesn't know how to catch a Pokemon? You just throw the ball. And it's going to be uniquely social, I guess. I haven't gotten to the social aspect, but I guess you can play teams. And it's going to be pretty dynamic, like, Candy Crush, Bejeweled, and Tetris. They tend to work our brains in different ways, and people are, I mean, even businesses are getting in on this, where they, I guess they have lures in this game, where they throw out lures. So, but how does it affect your battery life? Seems to be huge, battery hog, because the Nintendo Smash Hit mobile game fires up your phone's GPS, graphic processor, cellular radio, and camera, and requires you to keep your screen nice and bright. So they did a test. Who is it? This is CNET. And the test involved walking a distance for 30 minutes. And they compared it just using Facebook running the same course or Spotify. Then the battery results. Pokemon was 15% battery usage for 30 minutes of play compared to Facebook. Just using Facebook, 5% for 30 minutes, and Spotify was 0%. But if you use Pokemon Go and Spotify together, with 17% usage for 30 minutes. So it is a battery hog, but people are willing to use that battery life to play the game. I will probably continue having it. There's an Android version, and it's interesting. I don't usually use my GPS, but you need to use the GPS to utilize the Google Maps that the game overlays on. And so I turn my GPS on for a few minutes. I don't leave it constantly on, because I have a pay-as-you-go phone, a track phone, that I've used for many years and I like and enjoy. But it's a pretty, very interesting game, the phenomena. And that has happened since its release. I don't think since Angry Birds have we had this much traction of usage and news concerning one particular game all around all these pocket monsters that are running around. But you can load up the app on your iOS or Android, and you can go out and catch your Pokemon. All you have to do is step outside your door, and you'll probably catch one or two right there waiting for you. So, just an interesting game. I guess when it first released here, it's only been in the U.S. here, Australia, and New Zealand. I'm seeing indications that it is being played in other games, but I think it's a server issue with other countries coming online, from what I'm gathering. I could be wrong on that, but... let's just say the game is definitely interesting. So I'll probably be playing around with it for a little bit longer here and stuff, and just keep up with the craze here, the current craze of the summer, or the game of the summer of 2016, Pokemon Go. Y'all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.